We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. HaKoysev Toivse Gittin. This is a cipher who takes money for being a cipher, and he wants to be prepared. He doesn't want to be, he wants to have like certain Gittin prepared. So he can write up the whole get, but he has to leave out, Tzorach Shiniach Mokam Ish, Mokam Isho, Mokam Azman. He has to leave out the name of the man, the name of the Isho, and the name, and the time of the zman, the place where you put the zman, and the place where you put the zman. So three things you have to leave. Shtarim milva, if you're writing shtarim milva, tzarech shiniach mokem ha-milva, amalva, the place where you write the name of the lender, mokem ha-loiva, the person borrowing, and mokem ha-moyis, the place where it says how much money is being borrowed, and mokem ha-zman, the place where it says when it was the money was lent. Now, the truth is, when you stand by the gittin, why you have to leave out the makom because you need the shema, but for shtari milva, what's wrong? Why do you have to leave out the makom of the malva, the makom of the loiva, the makom of the mois? Well, don't din l'shma. We'll see in the Gemara why. Shtari mekach, also, tzaruch shiniach makom alekach, the place where it says the name of the buyer, makom ha-meicher, the seller, makom ha-mois, how much money it cost, makom ha-soda, a place where it says what is being sold, makom ha-zman. And you have to leave out the place where it says when it was done, this mechira. All this is Pnei HaTakana. We'll see what Pnei HaTakana is going on. Pnei HaTakana, that's the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama says you're allowed to write Toysi Gittin. You should leave out the Tarif. What's the Tarif? The Makamish, Makamisha, or by Halva, the name of the Halva. You have to leave out the Tarif, but you can write the Typhus. Rabbi Yehuda Poysel Bekulam. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all these are possible. The all possible, you cannot write the Typhus. You have to write the get or the other stars from scratch after they tell you to write it. This is happening, hava or get. You have to write it from scratch. Rav Elazar, machshav kulam, everything is kosher. Chutz megitin oshim shenem av a cost of law l'shma. And Rashi learns, what does Elazar machshav kulam mean? It means the typhus is kosher by everything. Not the tariff, the typhus is kosher. Besides, v'gitin oshim, he agrees halfway to Rav Yehuda that he holds v'gitin oshim, he can't even write the typhus. And machshav kulam, by shar shtarois, means leaving out the tariff. And we'll see, we'll speak out later on the Chavon Beis, that Toises will argue on this pshat in Rav Elazar, gebayt on a Gemara on Beis, so wait to get on Beis to speak out the Toises here, the Maschul Rav Elazar. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tzarech Sheniach Av Mokim Reat Mataris Chol Adam. We are talking about a Sefer who pre-writes the get. So it said in the Mishnah, you leave out the Mokim of Ish, Isha, and the Mokim of the Zman. Zok Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, you leave something else out. Hareah Mataris Chol Adam. Because that is the ikar part of the get, and it has to be written l'shma. Rav Elazar, Dama Edim Asir Karati, of Inexiva l'shma. Like we spoke out a bunch of times, that according to Rav Meir, you don't have to have Ksiva l'shma. You could just have the get prepared, and then the whole entire get, and just as long as the chasima is l'shma, that's enough. If a chasam is going on the word v'chasam, v'chasam means v'chasam. But according to Rav Elazar, v'chasam means l'shma. So since you have to write it, l'shma, so you have to even leave out the makom hareah mataris chol adam, that's part of the tariff of the ksivas haget, it's part of the main part of the ksivas haget, and therefore you need l'shma. Because there is a way you could have learned our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir, and we'll see how you can learn according to Rav Meir, we'll see on our base how it could be learned to fear Rav Meir. But l'mayis, we're learning, this one thing I'm saying is going according to Rav Elazar, and therefore you have to also leave out hareah mataris chol adam, huh? Right, very good question. Rav Elazar and the Mishnah Pasuk Gittin Oshim. So really, more than ask that question on top of Chavav and Beis, more than say Trei Amirayi, Trei Tanoi, leave with the Rav Elazar. Two Tanoi, leave Rav Elazar. Enchanami. Very good point that this Rav Elazar will not stim with the Rav Elazar in the Mishnah itself. We're saying Tanakama's Rav Elazar has to stim at the end of the Mishnah, which the Enchanami is a good question, and that will be discussed later on in the Gemara. Akaponim, Rav Yehuda Shmuel is zetzing our Mishnah like Rav Elazar, and he's saying that therefore you have to leave out the Arayim Taras Chaladim. Now the Gemara analyzes that we have already three times Shmuel told us, or Yehuda ben Shmuel told us, that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Elazar, as long as you leave out the Tarif. What are the three places? Twice in the second parak. The first time is Chaf Alf on Beis, it says, Yinala Raipa Mechubar, but if you're open Mechubar, it's Kasher. Zok the Gemara, that Shmuel says, going according to Rav Elazar, and Yinala write the whole get ben Mechubar. But if you leave out the Tarif, it's kosher, kosher with the mechubar. He left out the tariff, then it's kosher, and it's going to Rav Elazar. That's Mishnah number one. We're saying Rav Elazar, we're leaving out the tariff. Mishnah number two, it says, I call ksherim lichtoiv es aget, including cherish shoyt of a katan. That's what it says. Afil cheres shirt v'katan. And that also, Rehuda Mishmuel says, go and quote to Rav Elazar. Ayin ilishma. You left out the makam atayrif. That's second time. The third time we have is our Mishnah over here that says that as long as you leave out the tayrif, you can write these gittin. You can write these gittin. So these are the three times we have it. So the Gemara is saying, Tzricha, why do Rav Yehuda Mishmuel have to zet sign three different times that it's Rav Elazar and leave out the tayrif? Once you get the hang of it, why can't we just plug in this idea that it's Rav Elazar and leave out the tayrif? So the Gemara is Tzricha. The Yashmin hach kamaisa, but he who the ikul kama Rav Elazar. There I understand your hechrich does that sound like Rav Elazar. Why? The ktani. Ain Kaisvin says, the Mishnah starts off, he says, Inala Ripe Mechuba. Then Vaktani Kasu, it says, you wrote it, it works with the Eved. So there's a steer in the Mishnah. You have to answer second a steer in that Mishnah. So the way we figured out the answer is, Ain Kaisvin means that you can't write the Tairif. If you wrote it and left out the Tairif, it's Kasher. So we had a Hecherich to say this Pshat that we're missing out a Tairif and it's going according to Rav Elazar. I will say for Tanish in Kim get of Chesamav, but the second Mishnah, which said Hakol Ksheirim lift up his get, including Chereshet v'Katan, then it says that Isha Kasevus Gitov is Kasevus Shayv. Right, and Zov in Kim get of Chesamav. That sounds very much like Rav Meir in Kim get of Chesamav. So there, we didn't notice that sounding like Rav Elazar. We would say that's like Rav Meir. That would be the Pashto Pshat. I will say for Tanish in Kim get of Chesamav. Im Rav Meir Dom Eidich Simakarti. Comes Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says no. The Reisha is going according to Rav Elazar, and the words Kim Get Over Sama is not going back on the Reisha. It's going back on the second case where it's saying over there that in Kim Get Over Sama is that usually the Edom Asir are the ones signing it, and therefore even if the Isha writes to get, it's fine because as long as the Ish gets it back, but gets to get, there's written Lashma. It's not Shalav Lashma. As long as the Ish gets it and gives it over in front of Edom Asira, that's good. But the words ain't kima get is not going on the ratio. The ratio, the reason why it's kosher, but chayrish of the cotton, Zak Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is, because I left out the tariff. And there a gadol or a bandas wrote it lishma. That's the second Mishnah. And we wouldn't have chapped that to Rav Elazar, because it says ain't kima get of chesama. V'yashvina bahi, if it said that, okay, because that's like Rav Elazar. Aha, but our Mishnah here, Ema made the safe of Rav Elazar, who says something else, have a ratio of Rav Elazar. You would say, Gufa, this is one of the problems. This is what I was asking before. But this Mishnah is very hard to say that's Rav Elazar. We have Rav Elazar, and the Mishnah is not like that. So we would say it's not Rav Elazar. Still, he says, Rav Elazar Tzricha. Still, he says, that's the case here that's going according to Rav Elazar. Akaponim, that is this Mishnah that was Zetzin like Rav Elazar. We have three Mishnahs Zetzin like Rav Elazar. It happens to be that the Ran on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the Ran's in the back, the Ran has a kasha over there. The Ran there has a question on these three cases. The Ran wants to know that they're not all the exact same halacha. He says, "Im Toima Maishna the Hacha Gavim Mechubar." There is a Mechubar. Sharina and Taifesh Nitzos Shvoy BaHechsher Bidi Eved. There it says it's Bidi Eved, and it's kasha if you write Taifes. And by us, we're going to see that really, it's even with the Eved, it's not really so poshut to write the Taifas, only because we had a Takanas Agunas, we had a reason why, a Takanas Seferim, we had a reason why we allowed you to write the Taifas. But usually we're not letting you write the Taifas. So it sounds like there, we let you write the Taifas to Katrilan, and here, we don't really allow it so much. And by Cherishat of Katan, there, he said, "There's Masvim lechatchilas mutter." So we have really three levels. Really, if you think about it, three levels. By mechubar lechatchila, you shouldn't write the typhus. In koysim mechubar, but with the eved, it's good. Our mishnah, really, even with the eved, writing the typhus is no good. We allowed him to write the typhus. We'll see because takana seifrim, and we have the case of cheresh avikatan mutzim lechatchilas mutter. So all the same thing by shai makam atayrif. Why the three different halachas really in the same Rav Elazar? That's the Ran's question. The Ran answer is because it depends how shchiach things are. Yesh loyim adegav from the milsa the shchiach tuva she'osikin le'estaker also toifes afil with the eved gzerim shem toirif, and only whatever we'll see a reason why it's mutter. By mechubar it's second to most shchiach, and therefore we ask atchila. A case of a cheri shetukat the Ran get is very not shchiach, and therefore there we didn't even ask her lechatchila even. That's time a point the Ran that's for extra credit. Zot the Gemara vayitem pleyat akana. What does it mean? It's said in our Mishnah, the latter right types of gittin, you have to leave the makam ish, makam isha, makam azman because of the takana. What's my takana? Om Rav Yehuda celebrate the takana as cipher, the takana of the cipher. But Rav Elazar, don't make it a mysterious karti. with dinu that fill toifus not lift up. You shouldn't write the toifus even. Why? Because toiruf is also to write not lishma. So we make exera toifus auto toiruf. So why do we let him write a toifus? Why do we let them write? Why we allow him to write the tuffel part of the get? Mushum takanas soifrim sharu rabbanon. They allowed it because of takanas soifrim because they this is their job. This is the panasa. And if they have to write a whole entire get from scratch, they're not getting too much business. So therefore, we allow them to start it off the typhus. That means without that, we would not let it. So that's pshat in Tanna Kamma. Pnei HaTakana, he allowed them to write the typhus. We're all going according to Rav Elazar. Rav Yehuda, poisel v'kulon, goes the typhus out the Torah, goes towards the Gittin. Rav Yehuda, like we learned in the Mishnah, holds that you're not allowed to write the Torah for the get, you're not allowed to write the typhus of the get, and even by Shar Shtaris, you can't write any part of the get. What's the pshat? Rav Yehuda holds, you goes the typhus out the Torah. Since we need a Lishma, we're going to get Zera Taifus out the Tariff. Number two, we take Shar Shtaros, which do not have a Din L'shma, and we ask that Oto Gittin. Therefore, we cannot pre-write any part of a Shtar, not by Shtaros, not by Gittin. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Elazar, the last Rav Elazar of our Mishnah, Machshe V'Kulam, Chutz V'Gittin Oshim. What's the pshat? Because Taifus out the Tariff Gaza. He's going there, Taifus out the Tariff by Gittin. Shtaros the Gittin Gaza, by Shtaros the Gittin, not Gazer, at least the Taifus. But like Rashi in the Mishnah, Rav Elazar holds the tariff of a star mekach and memkar and milva, you can't write. But the taifis auto tariff by shar stories, you're not geyser. That's according to Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. Again, we'll speak out taifis. Now, really, the two dots don't belong here. It says in the Mishnah that Rav Elazar is machshav akula and chutz v'gitin osho. There he is geyrus. Shenema avakos l'shma. What shenema? We're saying even the taifis is osher. The taifis doesn't have to be l'shma. Shenema v'kasav law v'alki kasav law atayr for the ksiv. The pasuk that says v'alki ksiv law atayr for the ksiv. The pasuk v'kasav law is going on atayr. Ela ema mishum shenema v'kasav law l'shma. You don't say the word shenema. You put an extra word mishum, which means because by atayr as in a kasav law l'shma. Therefore, you guys are taifis atu atayr. Now the gemara has a kasha the Rav Elazar the Rav Elazar. On top of Chavav and Beis, Kasher Rav Elazar. Ma'aseh was zetzing our Mishnah like Rav Elazar, and we're saying the ratio of the Mishnah is Rav Elazar, who holds that you're not gozer toifus out the Torah. Why? Because of takana. The takana is our seifrim. Ma'aseh Rav Elazar holds you let it write your toifus, pre-write it. So the end of the Mishnah says you cannot write it by Gittin. So it's a stira Kasher to Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar, and for the Gemara Terei Tanoyim Rav Elazar. It's two Tanoyim according to Rav Elazar. So that is the mahalak, the first mahalak in our Mishnah, what Mishum Takana means, it means our Mishnah is going according to Rav Elazar. And the ratio of Mishnah says, if you leave out the Tariff, everything is good. You have to leave out the Tariff Chalal, the Mosa, because it's part of the Tariff. Then you have Rabbi Yehuda says that everything cannot be written in Taifas, not even Shar Shtaris. And Rabbi Elazar says, it depends. Shar Shtaris, you can write a Taifas. But Gittin, you can't, because the Gzeira, Taifas, a Tariff. And when it says, because Lava says, Mishum says, in Ksivil Shmon Tariff, therefore the guys are on a Taifas as well.